IRD for you. Do you know what the Inland Revenue Department really does? What is this about compliance? Are you unsure about your taxes? Do you want to know more about GST? Well, IRD for you is your official information radio program providing all the answers you need about the Government of Anguilla Inland Revenue Department. Tune in to Radio Anguilla every Wednesday at 4 or 5 p.m. to find out more. IRD for you, making you a priority.
Today, I am here with Malone Richardson, Assistant Comptroller, Revenue Operations at the Inland Revenue Department.
Good day. Thanks for having me.
As you know, Anguilla will be implementing the Goods and Services Tax, GST, on the 1st of July 2022. Today, we want to discuss the topic of GST and the consumer, and provide some useful information for the consumer pre- and post-GST implementation. To get us started, can you first tell us what GST is?
Certainly. GST is a broad-based tax on consumption. It is charged on the value of imports and the markup on goods and services supplied by one business to another or to the final consumers.
Can you refresh our memory on some of the existing taxes that GST will replace?
Yes. GST will replace five existing taxes, namely accommodation tax, communication levy, environmental levy, public entertainment tax, and interim goods tax.
Is GST chargeable on all goods and services?
No. There are some goods and services that are exempt from GST. There are also goods that are zero rated and chargeable at a GST rate of 0%. A complete list of these goods and services can be found in the GST Regulations 2022 on the IRD's website.
What are some of the examples of exempt supplies?
Examples of goods and services that are exempt from GST include most financial services, except those provided for an explicit fee, medical devices, services, and prescription pharmaceuticals, life, health, and international travel insurance, education services and supplies subject to approval from the Department of Education, vacant land, religious services by an approved religious organization, domestic public transport and international transport of passengers and goods.
What are some of the examples of zero-rated supplies?
Here are a few examples of goods and services that are zero-rated. Basic food items such as rice, flour, chicken, locally produced fish, meat and eggs, vegetables, fruits, etc. Approved list of imports for fishing, farming and manufacturing sectors, export of goods and services, contraceptives and sanitary products, electricity by Anglic to a domestic meter up to 130 kilowatts per hour.
What is the GST standard rate?
The GST standard rate is 13% for most taxable goods and services.
Who will pay GST?
Everyone pays GST once the item purchased or imported is a taxable supply. No one pays GST on goods or services that are GST exempt or zero rated.
Who can charge GST?
Only GST registered taxable persons are entitled to charge and collect GST for the government.
How do I know who is registered for GST?
All registered businesses will be issued a GST registration certificate by the Inland Revenue Department, which must be displayed in a prominent area in the business place. The certificate will display the name, location, and tax identification number of the taxable person, the signature of the Comptroller of Inland Revenue, as well as other special security features.
How else can I identify a GST registrant?
In addition to the GST registration certificate, the IRD will publish on its website a taxpayer register containing the names, addresses, and TIN of businesses registered to charge and collect GST. The register will be updated periodically. Persons can also call the IRD at 264-497-8334 or email the IRD at inlandrevenue.gov.ai to verify whether a business is registered.
How do I know if I am being charged GST?
All GST-registered businesses are required to issue a tax invoice or sales receipt to their customers. The receipt will indicate the name, address, and TIN of the registered business, description and quantity of all goods and services supplied, and the amount of GST being charged or chargeable.
Will the GST be added at checkout, or is it included in the price on the shelf?
The GST Act requires that prices quoted, displayed, or advertised must be GST inclusive. However, to aid in a smooth transition to GST, the IRD Comptroller has exercised discretionary authority under Section 95(5) of the GST Act to approve alternative methods of displaying prices of goods and services to a class of taxable persons. Consequently, the Comptroller would allow GST taxable persons in specified retail operations to temporarily display prices exclusive of GST effective 1st July to a date to be determined by the IRD. These include supermarkets, grocery stores and convenience stores, beauty supply stores, pharmacies, restaurants and bars, hardware stores, boutiques, stationeries, or bookstores.
What should I do if I think I am being charged GST illegally?
If you do not see the GST certificate in the business place and a GST charge appears on your tax invoice or sales receipt, you should ask whether the business is GST registered or not. You can also contact the IRD by telephone or email to report the incident. It is an offense under the GST Act for an unregistered business to charge GST.
How will GST affect us as citizens and residents of Anguilla?
Expect a temporary increase in prices of old stock on hand prior to 1st July 2022. Some prices should decrease on subsequent imports. Expect the price of services not previously taxed to likely increase. GST introduces a system where GST-registered businesses are allowed to recover GST paid in providing goods and services. Businesses should therefore not factor GST paid on imports and domestic purchases in calculating the selling price of the good or services.
As a citizen or resident of Anguilla, will I really benefit under the GST regime?
Yes. Citizens and residents of Anguilla will benefit under the GST regime as the additional revenue collected will be used to provide essential services, address the country's financial challenges, and fund infrastructural development. GST levels the playing field and provides a much fairer and equitable discharge of the tax liability across both goods and services. Before GST, the government collected most of its revenue from customs duties on goods only. Under the GST regime, the government will collect revenues on taxable goods and services, on imports, and domestically.
This has been a very informative program. If I want to learn more, where do I go?
For more information, feel free to contact the Inland Revenue Department at gst@gov.ai or inlandrevenue@gov.ai. As indicated previously, the Inland Revenue Department website will be the main authoritative source for current information. Please visit our website at ird.gov.ai and Facebook page at Anguilla IRD for the most current publications on GST.
Before we close for today, do you have any final words?
I would just like to remind our listeners that GST will be implemented in Anguilla on the 1st of July 2022 at a rate of 13%. It will be applied by most large businesses who sell goods and services over $300,000 in value each year. The IRD is the main authority responsible for the administration of GST, so please contact us if you have any questions or to report instances of non-compliance.
I would like to thank Malone Richardson, Assistant Comptroller, Revenue Operations at the Inland Revenue Department for coming to speak to us today about GST and the consumer. This has been a very enlightening program, and I am looking forward to learning more in the future. Thanks for listening. This was another edition of IRD for You, making you a priority. Join us next time to learn more about GST and the Inland Revenue Department.
IRD for You. Do you know what the Inland Revenue Department really does? What is this about compliance? Are you unsure about your taxes? Do you want to know more about GST? Well, IRD for You is your official information radio program providing all the answers you need about the Government of Anguilla Inland Revenue Department. Tune in to Radio Anguilla every Wednesday at 4 or 5 p.m. to find out more. IRD for You, making you a priority.